Does cooking for other people give you crippling anxiety? 585-252-9800. PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. I know a few people like this who would much rather fake their own death than host a dinner party.
Seems dramatic, but sounds great.
For whatever reason, cooking for other people can be a very scary situation. And I like to think of myself as a pretty decent cook now, but I mean, that was never the case pre-COVID. I think a lot of us were forced to learn how to cook during the pandemic because, you know, we had time to do it. Plus, bars and restaurants were shut down.
Yeah, it was the only way to eat, so.
But what I used to do is if I had a girl coming to the house that I promised to cook for was order delivery and then pretend I made the meal. True story. I order chicken parm, crab legs. I'd lay the pots and pans all over the kitchen.
Right.
Pretend I was slaving away all day. I was a huge fraud.
But absolute fraud.
But it worked. It worked.
The only thing I know that you know how to make is pigs in a blanket.
So. Now, well, that's the thing. If I didn't order, I would be sitting there wrapping cocktail wieners up into little crescent rolls.
With a side of cosmic brownies.
Waiting for my lean cuisine to come out of the microwave.
Literally.
That's not the meal now I'm trying to make for a woman. Now I'm a cooking machine. Baked ziti, salmon, chicken Alfredo, homemade pizza. What do you want?
She goes, why is there a Salvatore's box in the trash? Like, I made this from scratch.
Some people, they get anxiety having to cook in front of others. It freaks them out. Kind of like our listener, Blair, who messaged in. So Blair wrote in and said, hey, so... I need to know if I'm overthinking this or if this was totally out of line because I'm not trying to overreact. But my boyfriend tells me his parents are coming over for dinner this Wednesday. Cool, no problem. Then he says, don't worry, I told them you would cook something nice.
Don't worry about what?
What?
That actually makes me worry more.
He volunteered me to cook for his parents. People I've met twice without even asking me first. First off, I don't cook for my own parents, let alone his. I don't even know what to make. I'm Googling things like impressive dinners that don't look like you tried too hard, but also won't give anyone food poisoning. Do I order takeout and fake it? Do I try to cook and risk humiliation? Do I pretend to have the flu? I'm just spiraling. Please tell me I'm not alone on this. No, you're not alone, Blair. There are some people that just cannot cook in front of other people. It gives them crippling anxiety.
Right.
You're not that person, I don't think.
It's not even like cooking in front of them. I'm sure they won't be there when you're like physically cooking. But I think that, you know, cooking is an art.
And it is. It's a skill.
It takes timing. Like, I cooked breakfast for my girlfriend's birthday last weekend.
I saw that video.
Horrid.
It's all in the timing, you guys.
Like, it was so bad, you guys.
You don't make the toast first and then try to do the eggs and the bacon.
I had no idea what was going on. I blacked out. So I think that if that's something that you know how to do, good on you. If you don't, it's going to be an absolute disaster.
I have so much respect for chefs and cooks in the kitchen because it really does come down to timing everything. It's important. And some of the best meals I've made, I've messed up because I've cooked too early. I started the pasta too early. Everything else was ready, but one thing wasn't. So here I am trying to warm everything back up in the microwave.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Let's go over to some texts really quick. See if we can help our girl Blair out. 585-252-9800. First person weighing in is our friend Tanya, who says, yo, that's ambush level behavior. You don't volunteer someone to cook for your parents like it's no big deal. Right.
Yeah.
What are you going to make, Blair?
Why wouldn't he say, like, we'll cook something?
Well, that's a great question.
Putting it all on her is actually crazy. Honestly, break up with him. No. Leave him. Leave his ass. Immediately.
I knew it was coming.
Like,
I knew.
Amy sucks.
Amy says, OMG, I would die. Cooking freaks me out. I could never. Break up with your boyfriend before Wednesday. That's the best. You guys are all the same.
No, literally.
Lauren says, girl, fake a gas leak and evacuate the house. That's the only way out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize cooking for somebody scared people this much.
Well, also, if you really think about it, if you go deeper, like cooking for somebody, like their life is in your hands. If you cook raw chicken, one piece of raw chicken thigh, she's done.
I've never even actually thought about that. I just looked at cooking for someone as like a... It's intimacy. I love.
No, you could kill them with one raw piece of beef. Could take them off with one pork tenderloin. See ya.
It's not that difficult to stick a thermometer in it. Be like, yeah, it's done.
If you don't have one. Doesn't sound like she's cooking a lot.
No, I understand.
I have a meat thermometer for sure, but I didn't for quite some time.
I love.
And I was just freeballing it. Hoping for the best.
I'm sure there's some of you guys like me where I'd much rather cook for somebody else. I get joy out of that than just cooking for myself. Like, I enjoy cooking, but when I get to do it for other people, I put extra care and love into it. You know what I mean? But that's the Italian and Polish in me. Hey, guys, good morning. Don't worry about impressing anyone. If his parents are judging you based on dinner, that's a red flag on them, not you.
Yeah, that family sounds like a walking red flag, all of them.
I think I might be with Lauren on this, where you should fake the gas leak, evacuate the house. Oh, this is a good one. Yes, this is going back to what Breezy said. This is actually going to be a very good test to see if your boyfriend helps you or not. If he doesn't help you prep and cook, he's not ready for family dinners, period.
Right.
Tons of easy crock pot dinners online. Just throw something in and let it cook for 6 hours. Simple and easy.
This person says,
Blair's
pasta.
Like, what's a crock pot?
No, literally. She's like, what? Pasta, meatballs, and garlic bread with a salad. Easy peasy. That's from Tim. This person says, cook out on the grill. Who's to say they have a grill? You know, who's really to say?
She leaves the propane on all night.
No, literally, one time, my mom was like trying to get dinner started. She doesn't grill. She does other things, but not grill. She literally melted the side of the house. She didn't pull the grill away from the siding. It literally melted the whole side of the house.
God, so. I can already hear your father.
Flipping. Absolutely flipping. So.
Beth!
Cooking is one of the most basic life learning responsibilities. Okay. Who's to say we're all on the same level? The judgment coming from that text is crazy.
Oh my God, no, you're so triggered.
No, literally.
Listen, I'm telling you guys, if you haven't already, get yourself a slow cooker. It's so easy. Example. There are some mornings where right before I leave, I throw some chicken breast, some cream of mushroom soup, a couple of biscuits in the crock pot. I turn it on slow, and I come back to it 7 hours later. Dinner's ready. That's it. You don't gotta do nothing.
He's like, you know, me cooking for all my friends, my CSC friends. They all come over. Huge red flag that this man is assuming that she will cook. Do not marry and have babies with this man who is clearly living in 1950. That's Jess from The Rock. She's
oh my
pissed.
God. God forbid your significant other cooks you a meal.
No, no, no. It's not that. He assumed and he offered her services without even asking her. Oh, yeah, she'll do it. Let's get her apron on and her corset. What?
Well, I don't think anybody said anything about a corset.
Well, who's really to say? It's giving that vibe.
I'm actually very intrigued. I'm very interested to see what she comes up with. Because the clock is ticking. You got 50 something hours.
Tim's like, you can't screw up pasta. That is not true, Tim. I have definitely overcooked pasta and it was not
al dente. We'll
no.
We'll just say that much. Okay, let's try and what we should try to do is we should try and get her on Blair on the phone with us on like Thursday morning.
Can't you just get her like DQ gift cards or something? Like, don't you have a poll there? The chicken strips. They actually are very good. I had them.
They sit down and it's just Blizzard ice cream and chicken strips.
They're like, what? Like, hey. From PXY, help me out.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, we'll definitely try and get an update from Blair on how this goes over. We'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with me.
Over the weekend, I saw a ton of people that I knew yesterday on Sunday rowing it out in Henrietta. And I was like, what's going on here? So I went to figure it out. And this is actually a really cool story. A rowathon event took place yesterday on Sunday to honor a one-year-old by the name of Lucas Mandarano. And the event took place at the Rochester Sports Garden, which we all know where that is, down in Henrietta, with the proceeds going directly back to Lucas for an upcoming transport. So who is Lucas? Well, he's a one-year-old who was born with biliary atresia and underwent a procedure back in March of last year. And the procedure involved removing the blocked bile duct and gallbladder, replacing them with a segment of the small intestine. But basically what has happened since then is it's been successful, but Lucas now is requiring to have a liver transplant.
Oh, just going through it.
So who's giving him a liver? His mother. His mother has been selected to be his living...
Mom to the rescue.
...liver donor. And there's been, you know, a lot of research and things of that nature to get him back to the right place. But as of right now, June 17th is when that procedure will be taking place. And obviously, it's going to be very expensive. So a lot of money was raised. And the Children's Organ Transplant Association organized this event. So everybody who was a part of it, 100% of the proceeds went right back to baby Lucas, which is a really, it's really great. I can't imagine being a parent, also being that young and going through.
How old is Lucas?
1 year old. 1 year old.
It's a year old going through all of that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's insane. But it was a great turnout. A lot of people were just rowing it out on machines. Have you ever rowed like extensively like that before?
Yes.
It's not,
terrible.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. So difficult to do.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming up on the show, Breeze, it is June 2nd.
I know. Yesterday was the start of June, and a lot of people were posting about the fact that June is Pride Month. And I think this is a great opportunity to chat about what Pride is and what Pride means to me and what it means to you. And I think it can look different for everybody, but I think it is important that we just mention it and make note.
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 70 degrees. The sun is shining. Finally. When we all have to go back to work.
I know. It'll be like pouring by like 2 p.m. No, I'm kidding. I'm just so sick of this weather.
It's June 2nd, and we do this every year. I know, especially for you, Breezy, you wanted to touch on it being Pride Month.
Yeah, with it being June, and, you know, I mean, we love the start of a new month, but something hits different when it's a new month and we're celebrating Pride.
Yeah.
And the LGBTQ plus community. Obviously, for those of you who've been listening to our show for, I mean, I've been here for over half a decade here, It's always been super important to me to be the voice, not just for this community, but specifically for the LGBTQ plus community, because I am obviously an active member. I am a lesbian, and June is Pride Month, and I wanted to take a moment to talk about what that means, not only in general, but also to me. And Pride Month is celebrated annually in June. It's a time to honor LGBTQ plus communities across our nation, celebrate their achievements, advocacy, and just strive for that equality and inclusion. And, you know, this is something that I love. It triggers some people, but that's your battle to fight. So I think it's something that needs to be talked about, because we've been so suppressed for so long. I mean, obviously, if you know anything about the Stonewall Uprising back in 1969, it's basically where this whole movement kind of started, because it was in June, and then they were like, we're going to celebrate every June from here on out.
Right.
You
and I did the Pride Parade last year. I think they had it in July. Was it?
Yeah, Rochester does Pride in July.
Is that's repeating itself this year too? So it's next month, the parade.
Yeah, July 19th. So, I mean, yeah, here in Rochester, we do things a little different. Although June is Pride Month that is recognized nationally, we here in Rochester celebrate it mid-July. Always has been, probably always will be. I've always asked questions as to why, and they say they don't want to compete with Buffalo and Syracuse and all of our surrounding cities that also are celebrating Pride, which I guess makes sense. But for me, I have been out for over a decade to my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been a wild ride to say the least, but for the most part, I've lived very comfortable in my truth. And I am like, that's great for me, but I know for certain that's not the fact for everybody or most people for that matter. And I recognize like my privilege of
what is your privilege?
Able to live comfortably. Well, first of all, I'm white. Second of all, I am a straight passing woman, right? Nobody would look at me and say, that's a lesbian. She's definitely gay. I am the girliest girl you'll ever see.
Yeah, I still get people asking on if we're dating or not.
Yeah, perfect example.
I'm not kidding.
It makes me want to puke, but these things happen.
You would only be so lucky.
Oh, right, right. Of course. So I think for that, there's pros and cons to it, right? I will never feel, for the most part, in immediate danger because I don't look the part, right?
Okay.
But also, at the same time, it's really hard for me to not convince people that I'm a part of the LGBTQ plus community, but it's hard for people to understand like that I don't look the role. And I think it's so stupid that even still to this day in 2025, I have to have this conversation. But being hyper feminine,
yeah,
girly, whatever the word you want to use, and being a lesbian is not... it's not the easiest thing you'll ever do, because it takes like a lot of convincing of people that I don't think is necessary.
Why do you have to feel like you have to convince?
Because they'll say you're not actually gay. You don't look gay. You don't act gay. You there's no way you can be gay. You just haven't been with the right guy. And I'm like, okay, no, I'll literally vomit. So I think that's something that I've struggled with a lot. And Pride and like the LGBTQ plus community is amazing, but I will recognize the fact that there's a lot of like different pockets like within that community. If you take a look at all of the letters, L, lesbian, B, bisexual, G, gay, T, trans, like mm-hmm. there are so many different branches of this community. And I never really felt as if I fit in because of the way that I looked and the way that I acted and my interests. Like, let's call a spade, like, not a huge sports girly, not really into the rough and tough of it all.
No, you like what you like. You're very, very much, you're a girl's girl. You're very girly.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you lean into that.
I do, because that's like who I am, and I'm never going to change who I am to fit in a box for someone else. Like when we're supposed to be out here and like accepting and loving and showing all of these words that I'm saying to this community, there's no need for me to change who I am. That's just defeating the entire purpose of Pride and the entire purpose of the acceptance and the inclusion that...
Sure.
LGBTQ members stand for.
What do you wish more people understood about Pride beyond the rainbows and the flags and the parade?
I just think that it's so interesting when Pride rolls around every June, because every brand, every department store, all these organizations will jump on it. And that's amazing. And we love the support, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than putting a rainbow flag on a t-shirt and selling it or changing your Instagram icon to rainbow. It's so much more than that. And I think that when it comes to actually being inclusive and actually supporting the LGBTQ plus community, you have to do things within your business that actually show support other than the little rainbow
yeah.
and things of that nature.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of companies that we saw last year, and I think it's great. They were all, they had a float in the parade
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, they're also feeling like, hey, this is, whether it's something they feel they have to do or if it's something they want to do, they're two separate things.
I think the other interesting part about Pride, especially when it comes to the parades and the celebrating, like, it's so fun and it's so easy to be a bandwagon supporter of, like, but, oh my God, this is so fun. Like,
that's okay too, though.
Totally.
I think that's what, you know, the community wants, especially the gay community.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
But I think it goes beyond June. I think it goes beyond the rainbows and the glitter and the tutus and the celebrating of it all. You know what I mean? It's like when rubber meets the road, you're actually going to support me in December when someone comes into your store and starts spewing hate on someone.
No, of course.
You know what I mean?
Do you remember your first Pride parade?
I do. I do. It was here in Rochester. It was 2019, and it was literally, Moose, like, dangerous to be outside. I think it was like 98.
It was
so dry.
Yeah.
Like, they should have canceled Pride. I think anybody who was there in 2019 remembers just how hot it was. It was dangerously hot and humid. But I loved every second of it. And my best friends came with me who have been nothing but supportive of me. And I think I'll just touch on this before we wrap. I think that I have struggled a lot, not just with, like, how I look and my identity. Like, I know I'm gay. I've always been that person, and I'm not afraid to be that person. But it has been a challenge to stay true to yourself because there's so many people that want to put you in a box. So for anybody listening to this right now, just whatever makes you happy, do it. It doesn't matter if it's not your stereotype or what you should be doing or how you should be dressing or what you should be doing or who you should be hanging out with, because I, for the longest, all I wanted was lesbian friends. That's all I wanted. I just wanted this sense of community, and I just wanted to relate to girls that were just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Although they weren't just like me, right? So I was like, I'll never find that. I will never have lesbian friends because they're all playing sports and they're all playing kickball and they're all doing this. And I am so proud to say that over this past year, I have acquired this amazing group of women who are some of my closest friends now, all lesbians. And although I don't play the kickball with them and do all the things and can relate to them on every sense, we found other common ground. And that just, like, makes my heart so happy because that's something I've struggled with for such a long time.
Was almost the acceptance.
Would you say?
Just being accepted.
100%.
As 100% your true self.
100%.
And you know, that's relatable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Regardless of your sexuality or your gender, whatever it is, people have a hard time feeling like they're being fully accepted for their true selves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to be said about that. And I think that's why, you know, June itself is important. And the parade this year is going to be July 19th. Yes, Saturday, July 19th, I think you said, Breeze?
Yeah, July 19th. So mark your calendars. I always make a point to be there, whether I'm on a float or hosting or doing all of the things, because I love supporting my community always. And I love that my community supports me for who I am. And I think being on this show and having this microphone and being able to be out and loud and proud is one of my greatest accomplishments, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
Being here is one thing, but being an advocate for the LGBTQ+ community, that hits a whole nother level for me.
Yeah.
So.
Well said. Thank you, Breeze. July 19th. We were there last year. I was there the year before that when you weren't because you were too busy. I don't know what you were doing. I was like, yeah, I'll support. I'll stand up for Pride. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. We'll be right back. 98.